It's Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9, The Rat. I'm rockin' Robin Lane. We have 6 a.m.'s new album, Prayers for the Damned, Volume 1, on the streets this Friday. And on the line, we are lucky to have all three members of the band. Say hello to Nikki Six, James Michael, and DJ Ashba. Boy, this is early for you. You're on the West Coast.
Very early. That's not early if you didn't go to sleep.
I gotcha. Normally, when you do go to sleep, what's routine for you the minute you get up?
Me personally, I mean, first thing, I got to look at that hair. and then I look away.
All right. Was that DJ or James?
This is DJ.
All right, and what about?
I mean, Nikki said that, but
gotcha. Okay,
DJ said that.
So
I'm the outcast. I'm the one that's got a cup of coffee, and I'm on the first tee box of the golf course by 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Wow, just like Alice Cooper, huh?
That's right.
Right on. So let's talk about the new album, the first single in particular that we've been playing here. More than just that fist in the air type of song, it's. I don't know. You have a pretty strong message you're trying to convey. # reason to rise. Are you guys hoping to start a revolution of some sort?
You know, I think that what we've been so pleased with as far as how that song is resonating is that it is just getting people talking. It's getting people engaged, and that really was our goal. I mean, a revolution is something that if you plan it, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that this is more about the fact that when we were writing this song and when we were recording these records, we were simply reacting to just the chaos going on, you know, not only here in the United States with this ridiculously crazy election cycle, but just the madness going on around the world. So we were reacting to it, and I think that, you know, it doesn't surprise us that you know, people listening are starting to react to it. It's one of those times where, you know, people are realizing it's time to set our differences aside. It's time to band together, rise up, and start making a difference. And I think that's really at the core of this.
Other than this, you know, the political circus, the crazy election moments we've been watching for what seems like an eternity, what other things, whether it be popular culture or on the news, what other catalysts inspired that song? What, like, when you decided to sit down and write the song, what went through your mind? What was the thing that was the springboard?
Well, you know, we sit in a circle and we write music, or as DJ likes to say, in a triangle, because there's only three of us. But we sit there and we just jam on ideas, and then someone will have an idea for a word or something. And I think the word rise came up in the verse, actually, to be honest with you. It wasn't even in the chorus. And like James was saying, we're kind of being like hammered by all this stuff on the news, and like you can't ignore stuff. And there's another song on the album called Rise of the Melancholy Empire, which is the last song on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reflection of the terrorist attacks, and how that worked was that James and DJ wrote this beautiful piece of music and actually emailed it to me, and I just had an email that just said, listen. And I got it when I got off stage in Europe, and I listened to it the same time I got that news, and I went back to my hotel room and I just wrote some lyrics and sent it to the guys, and James sang it. And it was another example of 6 a.m. reacting to what's going on in the world, and songs like Better Man and Can't Stop and When We Were Gods, they're all just like Life is Beautiful and Stars and This is Gonna Hurt and
yeah.
Lives of Beautiful People. It's kind of the same thing for us. You know, we do react to what's going on, and that's what's nice about being in a band, because in 10 years there's going to be different stuff going on.
Sure.
But what's really interesting is that we are, at the core, we are a rock band. We just choose to take on some subject matter that might not be so narrow sometimes.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the stuff is from personal experience. Like, I didn't listen to the whole album, but I did listen. I think I got up to Better Man. And that sounds like it was written, that sounds very personal. It sounds like it was written from the perspective of a man who's kind of at his wit's end and desperately attempting to fix what's broken. That's what that sounds like to me. But again, you know, that's just my interpretation.
Well, but that's what matters, is what your interpretation is. And you're right. And I think that's what's been so special about 6 a.m. music all along, is that, you know, and people have connected to it. As an example, you go all the way back to the Heroin Diaries soundtrack, and a song like Life is Beautiful. Well, obviously that was inspired by Nikki's, you know, incredible recovery from heroin addiction. How many people that are fans of this music actually, you know, are heroin addicts? Probably a very, very small number, but they have connected to that song because they've found some way to allow that song into their world and mean something different to them. And the reinterpretation of songs is what's so exciting about being a songwriter. Is it's never done. We finish our part. We get it done. We get it recorded. We get it mixed, and we put it out there. But then that song takes on a life of its own for every single person that listens to it.
For years.
Right, that's right. Once you let that go, it belongs to the world.
That's right.
True. By the way, the guitar work on that song, DJ, is stunning. I really,
Thank you.
Fell in love with it. So you guys...
That.
Oh, you're very welcome, and I truly mean it. I think you're fabulous, and
you guys have
Prayers for the Damned Volume 2 hitting the streets later this year. That album is mixed and finished.
It is. We just went into the studio last night and recorded a couple more things for it, and so it's very close to being wrapped up. I just want to point out it's actually Volume 2. It's not Prayers for the Damned. There is a different title for Volume 2, which we will reveal later. But the two albums are connected, and there is, you know, the messaging continues throughout. For the most part, both records are completely finished.
Wonderful. Do you know the street date for the second album?
We don't have an exact street date, but we're looking at September-ish.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the tour. Let's talk about your tour.
Yeah.
You're coming to our neck of the woods. You're headlining at the Starland Ballroom on May 24th.
And yeah, which one of our
love
favorite
place? Yeah, we love it.
I know.
We always have this like great experience there. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that, and then we're going to be, it's already announced that Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown's doing a co-headline tour, and we're support.
Yes.
That's going to be a great tour,
yeah.
And that's going to be all arenas. So, you know, come Starland, see us up close, we get to do our headline show, you know, come see that great tour. There's going to be a lot of 6 a.m., 22 songs this year you're going to get.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, we're just getting started. We got so many great opportunities. We got offers for Japan and Canada, and you know, we're just the year's looking very like already packed.
Yeah.
And it's exciting for us because we've usually been like, well, we got to wait till Nikki's done, or mm-hmm.
Well, no more Motley Crue, man. I mean,
yeah, it's just yeah.
Yeah, you're not necessarily, your time isn't necessarily your own because you have other, you know, other things to do. You have your radio show, and DJ has his clothing line. And James, what do you have on the side outside of music? Do you have anything going on?
Well, you know, I'm a studio rat. I spend, you know, many, many hours every day in the studio, either producing and, you know, writing with 6 a.m. or producing mm-hmm. and writing for other bands. So I'm actually looking forward to getting out of my cave for the next couple of years and just being out with my boys, you know, taking 6 a.m. music around the world.
All righty, boys. I know we have a time limit here. I just want to thank you very much for spending time with The Rat. We will see you, by the way, on May 24th. At the Starland Ballroom, which, by the way, tickets are limited. So get your tickets and gear and sell this mother out. And, gentlemen, you have a great day. And we will see you on the 24th of May. Thank you.
Thank you to all the listeners for requesting rides.
Yes.
You guys rule.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, boys.
Thanks,
I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.